got two words for you. Pressure. Stress. Pressure and stress are two words that we can all relate to. Every single one of us has experienced pressure and stress in our lives. It can be something as simple as receiving a bill and needing to pay for it and not knowing how that might happen, or meeting a deadline that seems unrealistic. Trying to work with people who are working against us, or just managing any other unpleasant things that we might encounter. Stress and pressure is something that we all deal with. We all are challenged. If we are not challenged, we might be doing something wrong. But it is a very natural thing for each one of us. And it can come in many shapes and forms. I mentioned several unpleasant things, but good things can cause pressure and stress as well. Planning a vacation, bringing a baby into the family, meeting expectations of a new additional responsibility. Good things can cause pressure and stress as well. Now, stress comes in many shapes, comes in many colors, and no one is immune to it. I don't care how old you are or how young you are, what kinds of responsibilities you might have or not have, we all have to handle different change because of the virtue of time. Things change, and change causes stress, and we have to deal with it. I have personally felt the pinch over the past couple of weeks getting ready for my trip here to San Diego. And it has caused me to reflect a little bit on this topic, thinking and meditating on how I've been handling things. Have I been doing well? What's getting to me? What am I overreacting to? What am I doing well? Traveling, as many of you will know, takes a good deal of coordination and planning. For those who have gone to the feast, you know that it is challenging to wrap up all your loose ends before you pack up and leave all of your possessions for 8 days, plus a day on each side for travel, if that's what you need to do. Traveling is difficult, and getting here has been challenging for various reasons. My work and school schedule compete for the time I have, and in addition, there's the material that must be prepared for the conference and for this sermonette, in fact, as well. And each thing that competes for time has its own volume of work to complete. And there is, if you have read the update and read my form, these things are very much in the same vein. This week in particular, more than most, I became slightly overwhelmed with trying to control all of the things that have got to happen according to my plans. And if things seem so fragile that if anything falls aside or if anything goes wrong, the rest of my plans just go haywire. At least that's how it feels. At work, I've got several different applications that I'm trying to deploy. There are plans that are going out into the future several weeks, and there's not much room for flexibility, and everything just needs to happen in the right order. All of this has caused me to just almost go tilt. And that has, like I said, caused me to reflect on how to handle stress and how to achieve relief. The title of what my sermonette is today is Stress and Relief. I want to look at these two things and find out how we can find relief. Something that is certain is because of stress, I'm reminded of how great it is to have God in control. As overwhelmed as life's events may be, I know that God is in control. And knowing that alone gives me a level of comfort and a good deal of relief. David put it very well in Psalm 37:5 when he said, Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. When we are overwhelmed, there is a very simple thing we can do. And that is trust in God. Committing our way of life to God's way of life is a way that we can receive relief. He shall bring it to pass, bring forth our righteousness as the noonday. But it takes endurance. It takes patience for this to happen. It doesn't happen instantly. In fact, there may be a long time that we have to wait. We may even need to wait for the kingdom of God to be established here for ultimate relief. But I'll be getting to that a little bit later. God has promised us relief as the end of our stress. This is the challenges we face are not in perpetuity. They do come to an end. Please turn over to James 4, and I'd like to read verses 7 through 10 there. Here we find another very inspiring set of verses. James 4, reading verses 7 through 10. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. We must submit to God's way of life. Only then will he lift us up. When we are overwhelmed, we turn to God. We must turn from what is wrong. As we read here, it says, turn your laughter to mourning. That is turning our rejoicing of doing things the wrong way and mourning for that. We are supposed to turn to do things the right way. And then, when we turn to do things the right way, turning our backs on the way of sin, only then will he lift us up. That is what is pleasing to God. When we ask God for help and ask him to handle our troubles, it's amazing. Our capacity, which is limited, becomes unlimited when we put that into God's hands. He can handle much more than we can, and when we ask him to handle our problems, our capacity becomes unlimited. God's ability proxies through us, and it's really relieving when we allow that to happen. Now, something we cannot avoid are getting into stressful situations as living a Christian life. There are points in our life where we know we are going to be facing something that seems impossible. Paul experienced a lot of struggle, a lot of stress. And I'd like to have you turn over to Acts 21. Here we find Paul on his journeys. And he is on his way back to Jerusalem. He knows that he needs to go there. He wants to go there. And he knows that he faces certain danger. Acts 21, and I'm going to read verses 10 through 14. We find him as he's meeting some of his peers. We read, as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Now, could you imagine having this happen? A prophet coming to you and say, you are going to be bound if you go to Jerusalem. What would you do? Would you turn around and not go to Jerusalem, or would you continue going? Well, I think we know what Paul does if we continue on in verse 12. Now, when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the name of the Lord Jesus. So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. Paul put all of his cares, all of his problems in God's hands. He decided to go to Jerusalem knowing, believing that what this prophet said was probably going to happen. He knew that he was going to be bound and that there was a very serious risk of that happening, of even dying. But he was willing to do it. He was committing his way of life to God, as we read, is the right thing to do in Psalms. Because of this, he becomes really unfazed by what he would have to endure. He drew tremendous strength from God. He relied on it. He trusted in it. And he had faith. And he is relieved. We don't see that he's stressed out at all. He is taking this completely in stride. I'm sure there was it was not easy. I'm not trying to paint that picture. I'm sure it was challenging and difficult, but he was committed. And he drew relief from this. Now, we all experience challenges otherwise. This was one example of a stressful situation. I'd like to turn to another example of relief in Luke 17, where we read about some lepers who received relief from their affliction. I'm going to read Luke 17 in verses 11 through 19. I believe. No. Okay, Luke 17. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Luke 17, starting in verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now, these 10 men were afflicted with a severe disease, and Jesus Christ healed them all miraculously. What a great relief this was. And it came by faith and trust in God, as we read. But I read this example for a reason. There are many examples of people being healed and relief being experienced. But we need to remember not to take this relief for granted. In this example here, 9 people who were healed of their affliction took that for granted. They were not thankful. We need to be thankful when we do experience relief. We need to glorify God in this, as this one Samaritan leper did. If we remember when Israel was coming out of Egypt, they complained about a lack of water. They complained about a lack of food. They received both of those things, but they were not thankful. And God did not like that. We need to be glorifying God, being thankful for Him, to Him, for the relief we find. That is what is pleasing to God. Please turn over a few pages to Luke 22, where we read about Jesus Christ, where He is praying for relief from God. Luke 22, verse 39 through 44. This is Jesus praying at the Garden of Gethsemane. Coming out, He went to the Mount of Olives, and as He was accustomed, and His disciples also followed Him. When He came to the place, He said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and He knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Here we find Jesus in a tremendous amount of stress and pressure. He knows what's about to happen. He's praying for relief. He does not find the relief that he prays for to God to take that cup from him. But he is strengthened. Brethren, we too may pray for something specific that we think we need. God may have something else in mind, but we do know that He will strengthen us according to His will. We have a lot that we will face in our lives. If we read about prophecy to come, there are horrors, much more grave than a hard week at work. There will be a tribulation that many have to endure. Some in God's church may even have to endure the tribulation. There will be tremendous stress. Relying on God, praying to Him for strength, is where we can find relief. And by doing so, we will overcome this world. Stress, pressure, those things distract us from turning to God. By turning to God, we are turning away from the world, and we are overcoming it. I'd like to cite Revelation 5 through 8 for you to give you an example, to give you a reminder of the benefit of overcoming and committing our lives to God. Then He who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And He said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." In the end, if we are able to submit to God and let Him handle our pressure and our stress and our grief, we can find great relief. This gives us solace and comfort right now, knowing that God has handled our problems. And this experience is pretty awesome when it is genuinely done, when we really put our lives into God's hands. He gives us relief. We need to make this a practice in our lives, not something that we do only when we hit our threshold, but constantly. We not only gain relief now when we do that, but we overcome the world when we do so by turning to God. And in doing that, we obtain this gift of eternal life that God promises to us.